Hello?
Hello, I'm Kevin Sarmiento from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm me that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Is you Suriel Pacheco? Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And
I always wondered, I always wondered, is it possible if I could just do it through email?
Just do what, sorry?
The survey through email.
In what?
Email.
Email?
Like electronic mail? Yeah.
Oh, not really, sir. I believe this is the only way.
That's the only way?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'll do it.
You will?
Yeah.
Perfect. In which state do you currently live in?
California.
California. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Nearby Fresno.
Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All through the cell phone.
Cell phone. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station? No? Okay, thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
2002.
2002?
Yep.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific?
Hispanic Latino.
And now, what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
I am currently in college.
College? Okay. For a bachelor's degree?
Yeah.
Thank you. Getting a start, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
If I approve or disapprove?
Yeah.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Can I say unsure?
Can you say what?
Or undecided or unsure?
Yes,
unsure.
I
haven't been caught up with, what he does.
Okay, perfect. I'll put, I don't know. Okay. And if the election for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
More likely the Democrats.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you do not know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Donald Trump.
I'm sorry.
Are you favorable, unfavorable, or you have no opinion about Donald Trump?
Oh, I'm favorable.
Favorable? Unfavorable, thank you. What about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about her?
Say neutral. Is neutral an option?
Neutral, yes. You can say just no opinion. Yes.
Yeah,
what about Joanna Garcia Rose?
I don't know.
Don't know? Perfect. And what about Esmeralda Soria?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. The next one is... Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Abortion, taxes, jobs and economy, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, homelessness, border security, education, crime and public safety. Which one would you say?
I'm sorry, yeah. Again, I was in another conversation. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Which one of the following issues is most important to you when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? The first one is abortion or taxes, jobs and the economy, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, homelessness, border security, education, crime and public safety. Which one would you choose?
If I had to choose another...
Sorry? If you what?
I'd probably choose abortion.
Abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? You can choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Soria. Would you say Leon Esmeralda, probably Esmeralda, or definitely Esmeralda?
Probably.
Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the ground track?
Seriously off.
Thank you so much. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your economy has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Increased.
Thank you so much. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Hello? Hello, sir? Hello?
Do you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. Do you want me to repeat the question one more time? Do you want me to repeat the question, sir? Hello? Sir? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me all right now?
No puede ser muy... yeah, I can hear.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, where were we at? Oh, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate before?
No.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me out? Hello, sir, can you hear me?
Is it working? Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, sorry. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting
no.
for a No?
No.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Joanna Garcia Rosset during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Joanna Garcia Rosset supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and want to strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. That makes you feel more likely or less likely, or no difference at all?
No difference.
Thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rosset will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. That makes you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference?
I repeat that.
In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rosset will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
What were the choices? It was very likely, was it? Or what were the options?
The three options?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that makes you more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Oh, most likely.
Would you say that
most
makes
likely.
You feel much more likely or just somewhat
yeah.
more likely?
Okay. Much.
To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rosset supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. How do you feel about that one?
More likely. Much more likely.
As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rosset can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. How does that make you feel?
Much more likely.
Joanna Garcia Rosset is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. How do I make you feel? Hello?
I said much more likely. Did you hear?
Oh, yeah. Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rosset, Republican auditor author, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat state assembly member?
This side.
On this side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard that you might have heard about Esmeralda Zoria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. The first one is, while family struggles to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Zoria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. How do I make it? Somewhat or much more likely? Somewhat more likely.
Much more likely,
okay. Esmeralda Zoria supports a extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. That makes you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference.
Did you say raise taxes?
Yes. A agenda that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes.
Undecided? Or I don't know?
Yeah, no difference. Okay. Esmeralda Zoria supported a measure to raise taxes on Bali residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. How do I measure that?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Esmeralda Zoria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaigns ads or even some of Zoria's personal expenses. How that makes you feel?
Neutral.
Okay, no difference. Politician Esmeralda Zoria has been under FBI investigations multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. That make you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Much more or somewhat? Much more or somewhat? Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Esmeralda Zoria travels to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. How do I make you feel?
Less likely.
Thank you so much. We're about to finish the survey, sir. Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Roser, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Zoria, Democrat state assembly member?
I'd probably go Republican.
Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Garcia Rose? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And are you a strong Democrat? Not too strong Democrat, or a lean Democrat?
What's a lean Democrat?
It's like you're not really strong in your beliefs as a Democrat. that you lean to Democrats?
I'd say a medium Democrat.
No, so strong Democrat. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal in most issues?
I'd say liberal.
Liberal. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Barely.
Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
What are the choices? Can I say somewhat?
You can say that you don't know, that you wouldn't, or that you would.
I'd answer with I don't know.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Have a really nice day.
As well. I think